not a radio station, a conversation. A conversation. The next generation of KGO 810.
And that's exactly right. I'm John Rothman in for Drex tonight, and we want to have a conversation. That's why you know the number, 8080810. And that's why I give it to you. We will take this until the bottom of the hour. The question is, there is a bill before the California State Legislature that is being voted on by the Assembly. It passed the Senate, SB 1322, for those of you who want to look it up. And the question is whether children should be prosecuted as criminals if they are prostitutes. And this bill would eliminate that. Now, what will the State Assembly do? And what do you think? I want to get your opinion. I think, to me, it's so important. Let's go to Tim, calling from Livermore. Tim, welcome to KGO.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to let you know I do agree with you largely, but one of the problems that I've come across is there's several girls and boys out there that are addicted to drugs, and they sell their cells for money to support their addiction.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely 100% true. And very often they are introduced to drugs so that they will have to sell themselves for that purpose.
Yeah, that is true. But if they get arrested and they are put in jail, they may be able to beat that addiction, whereas putting them back out on the streets, they're just going to return to their addiction and they're going to need money for it.
Why do you think if they're in prison they would be cured or better?
Well, yeah, you got a point. Not being available to get the drugs is what I was thinking.
Drugs are available in prison. They're smuggled in all the time. It's one of the great scandals of the prison system here in California and in other states. To me, it's the most shocking thing of all. And when they find deputies, people in the prisons themselves as administrators who are responsible for bringing those drugs in, and we've had scandal after scandal about that here in California. It's horrific. So let me ask you, wouldn't it make sense for us to have safe houses run by the state where people who have been in prostitution then have a place to go where they can live in a safe, clean, nurturing environment? It makes sense to me. It's not a prison then. They can be given classes in terms of education. They can be made sure that they're safe. They get meals. Doesn't that make sense to you? It does to me. 8080810. It is very important. Let's go to Leo, who's calling from San Jose. Leo, welcome to KGO.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on here. I appreciate the call.
My pleasure.
Know, I think it's really sad that, you know, that kids get caught up into this, and, you know, I don't think they should be charged as a criminal. I think that's just really wrong and really just hands down, just really, you know, just shameful of our lawmakers to do that. But my second part of the whole thing is that, you know, you look at Nevada and, you know, they have, you know, legal prostitution. I just don't know why California can't get on board with that. I mean, it's almost its own little industry and sector that, you know, instead of shunning it away, the state should be capitalizing on it and regulating it. And it also gives the women, you know, a protection in case something were to go wrong. They have the ability to go to the authorities and you know, and make sure that it's, you know, prosecuted properly. But
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Not only the money involved in that, but you have to look at the you know, the taxes that, you know, the state could be bringing off of this, and it's, you know, help reduce the transmission of STDs and just a cleaner environment. And in Nevada, it's working
Leo,
very well.
Leo, I agree with you. I agree with you. I have to tell you, my father was a physician here in San Francisco. And when he died, we had a reception at our home, and a group of prostitutes came to express their sympathy. And my mother was a bit taken aback. Who were these women? And it turned out my father took care of many of the women in the Tenderloin for free to make sure that they were clean and safe. And I thought at the time, and, you know, this is a number of years ago, that what we ought to be doing is establishing a regular place for people to live, that they have proper medical care, because it works to our advantage. So I'm going to tell you, Leo, if I were governor of California, I would move for the legalization of prostitution. I would. Leo, thanks for your call. Appreciate it very much. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, where are you calling from?
I'm in San Francisco, and I just want to ask you, what do you think about a 17-year-old girl who takes pictures of her own self pornographic and sells them on the internet? She's typically prosecuted for distributing child pornography to the perverts on there. Now, do you consider her a victim? I kind of consider her victimizing herself, but is she more or less a victim than the same 17-year-old girl who sells her body to some guy for easy money?
Okay, I'm gonna be very honest with you and tell you I do see a difference. When someone takes a selfie, which we now know happens all too frequently, it's dumb. It will come back to haunt them. But they haven't abused. They haven't abused their own body. But when you are,
they sell it for money.
I believe that's absolutely wrong. But I have to tell you, I would not put them in jail. Obviously, you have to sit down with someone and say to them, "You're doing something wrong." We've had experiences, haven't we, with people who post child pornography?
Okay. What if two girls take pictures of each other? Now, are they exploiting each other? Should one 17-year-old be prosecuted?
I'm going to draw a difference. I'm going to draw a difference which you may not agree with, but I will do it nonetheless. I don't know if you've ever seen a child who has been in sex trafficking. I have. It is horrific. It is absolutely something I hope I never see again, but I know I will. That is very different in my judgment. And I'm just one person. I'm just a talk show host. Than somebody taking a picture of their naked body. How often have we seen this happen in recent days? And it comes back to haunt the women. And can, listen, I read Dear Abby. It's come up in Dear Abby. So it's clearly a problem. But I do see a difference. I hope you do too. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Mike calling from San Ramon. Mike, welcome to KGO.
Hey, sir. So I do think arrest is okay, but it needs to be coupled with some type of meaningful reform. And one thing that usually happens when you get an arrest for prostitution or any kind of serious felony is that it shows up on your mark on your record, and it's usually a precursor to prohibiting you from getting gainful employment later on. I think what would be a little more worthwhile coupled with some type of intervention problem is first, the intervention that gets people off the street, medical care, and on the right path. And then in addition to that, completely absolving their record of any kind of arrest. And the only way that arrest would show up again or that they would charge them with a felony is that if they were arrested for it again or for something related to prostitution.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna be blunt, and I'm going to tell you why I would support this legislation before the California State Legislature. That's SB 1322. I don't think a child who is involved in prostitution, clearly not of their own free will, clearly it was because of child trafficking, I don't think there should be any record that they are saddled with. I don't think it should be considered a felony. I don't even think it should be called a misdemeanor. I think what they ought to do is provide safe houses that are clean, well-lighted, properly supervised by caring people, where meals are served and physicians are in attendance to help the children, male or female. I just am so impassioned about this, and I want to publicly say that Kamala Harris, without any question, and Nancy Goldberg, who lives in Marin, and Nancy, I don't know if you're listening, but their work in this area years before people talked about it made such a huge difference. All right, 8080810, the number. We're going to move on. I want to talk about something else, and I apologize. Got almost a full board here, but I'm going to move on because I want to deal with something else. What Pat Thurston was talking about during her sitting in for Chip Franklin, U.S. swimmers got emotional at the Rio Games and started to cry. Is it wrong for a man to cry in public? I hope my kids are listening because they'll tell you about me. But maybe I'll tell you that story in a minute. 8080810 is the number right here on KGO. I am John Rothman, and I have the pleasure tonight of sitting in for Drex.